This podcast is brought to you by Den Braven Sealants, worldwide leaders in professional sealants. Thursday, July 16, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. The U.S. Commerce Secretary plans to bring up fair treatment for employees of foreign companies in meetings with Chinese officials today. This is in a sign of international concern over the detention of four Rio Tinto executives. Stern Hugh, an Australian citizen, and three Chinese colleagues were detained this month for stealing state secrets to aid Rio in price negotiations for iron ore, which is used in steelmaking. At least one Chinese steel executive is also detained, and the probe has reached many of the largest mills. The murkiness of state secret laws puts foreign investors potentially at risk when dealing with state-owned entities and potentially sensitive economic information. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gary Locke said that transparency, assurances and confidence was needed that people working for multinational companies would be treated fairly. Investec Asset Management fund managers specializing in commodities and resources said that gold equities were likely to significantly outperform the gold price in the second half of 2009. Global Commodities and Resources head Bradley George said that while its outlook for the gold price was positive, the company currently favored investments in gold companies over those in the physical metal or gold-backed exchange-traded funds. It expected a 20 to 30% return from gold equities relative to their current valuations for the balance of the year. This was compared with an upside of between 10 and 15% on the price of the precious metal itself. The company currently has more than $2.5 billion invested in commodities and resources equities. It expects the precious metal to trade between $880 and $1,100 an ounce during 2009. Also making headlines, JSE-listed Merafe Resources expects to report an interim loss. Junior miner Platman will list on the JSE next week. Anglo Platinum warns that its earnings could drop by up to 75%. And UK-based KIG Mining secures 10 million euro to expand its Silverstream mine. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.